An Israeli helicopter today fired missiles on a Gaza City neighborhood that Israel says is a stronghold for Hamas militants. At least 5 people were killed and 25 wounded. It's the third attack on Gaza since a Palestinian suicide bombing yesterday killed 16 people on a Jerusalem bus. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What more do you know about this latest attack?
Well, in this missile attack, there were 5 people killed. One was a senior Hamas militant, his wife, 2 children, and another man who, according to Israel Radio, was also a member of Hamas. And as you said, it is the third strike in Gaza in about 24 hours since yesterday's suicide bombing. And Israeli officials have said that they will continue to hunt down Hamas militants. And the commentator on Israel Radio described it as a systematic Israeli elimination of the Hamas leadership. And a taxi driver just said to me, it's a war now between us and Hamas.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon had some things to say today, including something about the Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas.
He did. Sharon told his cabinet that Mahmoud Abbas was like a chick who hasn't grown his feathers yet, implying that Abbas has not yet come into his own as prime minister and been willing to take on the task of trying to crack down on Hamas. Sharon said that Israel will continue to act against terror until the Palestinian prime minister does. And according to Israel Radio, Sharon also described Abbas and the other Palestinian leaders as crybabies.
Any response from Abbas?
Abbas has not yet responded. He has repeatedly said that he has asked Sharon to give him time to try to rebuild the Palestinian security apparatus. Palestinian officials say that in the past 32 months of violence, Israel has systematically destroyed the Palestinian security forces in the West Bank, to a lesser extent in Gaza, and that they can't be rebuilt overnight.
Does Israel believe that events like this bus attack yesterday are being done to undermine Abbas or done with his blessing?
Well, they're not sure. They think that Abbas is serious about that he does want to pursue peace, but he's also said he won't crack down on Hamas. I mean, what Israel would like to see is, the Palestinian Authority, Palestinian police jailing Hamas militants as they did in 1996. Abbas has said that he prefers a dialogue with Hamas. He said there's no alternative to a dialogue. Israel Radio today reported that Marwan Barghouti, who is the leading militant who's in jail, had negotiated a tentative ceasefire with Hamas for an end to attacks on Israelis before the Aqaba summit. And that after the Aqaba summit, when Israel continued its policy of assassinations, that ceasefire went out the window. There's no independent confirmation of that. But Abbas says that he wants to do it through dialogue. He says he will not start a civil war among the Palestinian people.
So is Israel just going to systematically find every Hamas leader and take care of him this way?
Well, that's what it looks like so far. Hamas today vowed more attacks inside Israel. In a statement, Hamas also warned all foreigners to leave Israel for their own safety. And in the statement, they said, quote, "The Jerusalem attack is the beginning of a new series of revenge attacks in which we will target every Zionist occupying our land." Hamas says it is retaliating for Israel's assassination attempt of Abdulaziz Rantisi, a senior Hamas leader who was not killed. He jumped out of the jeep before the missiles hit. He was wounded in the attack, as well as all of the Palestinians who have been killed in the last 24 hours.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.